you got a headache there? Oh, did you go over the Latin thing?
Yeah.
What I was going to mention to you, and I didn't talk to Al about the details, but what I had in mind was that the only reason that we have to decide it very early, and I'd like to do it, is that, when I said early, I need some time, was that I'll have to block out Bill at least for 3 days for it. Or it'll look like what I mean is 3 days there with conferences and everything paid for, or otherwise it'll look like none of the tension. Don't you agree? But what I had in mind was to have remember when Eisenhower had his stroke? Not a stroke, yeah. Iliitis. And then he went down and he went through just to prove that he went through and had saw every head of state in Panama and his basic today to all of us. But it had a hell of a good effect. Now, my view is that we ought to see it every other day, and I think that's kind of each must have the same amount of time. But I think each conference is going to have to be an hour. And so that, if you add that up, that appears to me like almost 4 days, doesn't it? Yeah. Well, what is your feeling about it? How about the surcharge then? Colin. We've got to come up with something very specific that I don't. But if by that time we ought to be able to do something. I don't know what the hell how we can do it. Maybe it has to be not more in the way of money, but I would think the surcharge thing would be. What about also, remember we were talking about the preferential treatment and so forth. I see. The surcharge is kind of like what we did with the Japanese, where all we're doing is we're not giving them anything, we're just taking something away that we've already, we're taking away pain that we've applied. Well, I'm all for stretching the law a little here if necessary. If we can stretch it without getting into too much trouble of the Native Nations thing. But Latin Americans are so special. I agree with you. I guess unless we got something to talk about. The only, of course, what we will talk about, we're really informing of our trips and what we're going to be doing and so forth. That of course means something. But on the other hand, we ought to do something for them. Yeah. The other thing is a possibility. Is there anything else that we've been racking our brains and all in Latin America? Anything else that we can do or think we can do in a new relationship or something? I don't know. Every time we try to write about that speech in Latin America, we come up with nothing. Because, you know, this isn't there, is it? Well, we think about it. But don't get us involved in the trip. I very much like the idea of Brazil. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Understand. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. And that gives the impression of it, that women are like the woman-to-woman deal. And of course, that's a matriarchal society anyway. Excellent idea. No, I would have to. You know, I really think that you can. I personally think that women are any. If it is, then you can. She's got to say, the only person she really has to take is Graham, because he's been invited to the Graham, of course. Bob Baptist. Yeah, yeah. Well, you got plenty of some other stops.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Which you think will?
Yeah.
Now, incidentally, I don't know whether this is the case. How do they feel over there about Negro women? There's Mrs. Coons over in the Labor Department. Who was right there. Or do they like Negro women? Yeah. I just wondered. Well, there's one. Yeah, well, this Mrs. Coons from North Carolina came along to her, and she wanted to hear from me. Pat Hill, of course, is well grounded who around, and that'd be a hell of an idea. And it'd mean an awful lot to them. Simeon Booker. Ethel, I know. I've always been at her and in her house, I suppose. All right, fine. Yeah, right, it's fine. Fine, good. You put it right on. It's good. Yeah. Great. You know, another thing, that's good the way you laid it out. They need to hear a few positive things. You know, they always complain. And thank God we won the vote. It gets closer each time. Our Democratic friends are so totally irresponsible on this. Well, I haven't gotten that Republican's way up just bad. But the point is that they just panic to get out in front because they know that the war's coming. You know, we agree to come over here. 5 casualties this week, not worth the price. I mean, now that many are killed on a campus usually. Really. It's all over. It's all over. We all know it. Now it'll live on the mountain. Damn it. They all know the war's over as far as we're concerned. Nobody is getting down. The level of activity that I wanted is extremely low at the present time. Of course, this is a low time of year. There were only 40 a year ago. But 40 compared with 5 is still a big difference. So 10, 5. Good.